here on the Now from an Hour. Quotes Akasha. Gemara wants to know what the case is in the Mishnah. And it says on the bottom of the Nala from an Aleph, in the case of Kamesh and Noshim, and two of them are sisters. So the Gemara says, well, what's the case? If it's Kulchum Kani, so then you have the issue of Kniyat Chamor. So the Gemara says, Kniyat Chamor is Lo Kanda. So all the Rishon Rabbah about Akasha, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, there's three shittas in Amoraim. When you do a deal with a human being and a donkey, is it good or not? The Marshal and the Marshal, there's really the Riyazak and the Daf says it's a muscle. Everyone knows a donkey can't do a Kenyan. So the case in Baba Basra is you're dealing with children that you have and future children. So future children is a davar shel b'li'olam, so that's not good. So that's the Marshal and the Marshal point out right here, and the Tzvi Azakin says that's what we're dealing with here. So the Gemara says, Kniyat Chamor is lo kana. But the truth is, if you look in Baba Basra, it's three shittas in Amoraim, and we paskin like Rav Nachman, that it's kana mechsa. The Gemara says that Rav Amnuna says lo kana, Rav Nachman says kana mechsa, Rav Sheshi says kana akol. So Tysus in Baba Basra says, our Gemara is going like Rav Amnuna, and the Rif says like that as well, and since it's Shalol Libet Hilchah, so the Rif is not Gair, it's our whole Gemara. It's Mashmit the whole Gemara. But that's what Tysus and the Rif say. But the Ritva here quotes a Ravid that says, Ritva by us and Kedusha quotes a Ravid that says that Rav Nachman agrees Lo Kana Hakol in a situation where the person knows that it's a problem. And says the Ravid, to Mekadesh two sisters, everyone knows it's not Chal. And therefore, our Gemara is going a Levit of Nachman, also a Filut of Nachman, because in this case, the Ravid says, everyone, it's Yadua Lakol, that you can't Mekadesh two sisters. And therefore, it's not Chal. That's what the Ritva quotes B'Shem the Ravid. The Ramban here also quotes the Ravid and asks two kashas on it. Number one kasha he asks is that Kniyat V'Chamor shouldn't be totally on whether the guy knows or doesn't know. It should be an objective din. That kasha we're not going to get into. It's not really our sugya. But the second kasha he asks, which God willing we'll get into, is that who says that's really true? Does everyone really know that two sisters, the Kedushin, cannot be Chal? And he questions that premise of the Ravid, and he says, is that really true? He asks that who's minayin that, that everyone knows that din. So this dialogue between the Ravid and the Ramban, Bezer Shem, let's try to build up what the Ravid would respond back and what the Nekuda Samachleikis is here. Just to give it a little bit of a perspective, there is a machlokas in the between the Pnei Yoshua and the Makne. What's the din? We know Sheva Shlita spoke about the din of Kol She'eno B'zeh Chazeh Afilo Basachas Eino, that din of Rava. Which, if you can't be Mekadosh one after another, even Basachas, it's not Chal. So what will be the din if you don't have that din? If you don't hold to that din, and some Rishonim say, other Amorim don't hold of Rava. Some Rishonim say, Abaye didn't hold of Rava. So what would be the din if you don't hold of Rava, if you're Mekadosh the two sisters? Do you say that both, it's Chal on both? Or do you say that it's only Chal on one of them? So this is a machlekes Pnei Yoshua in the Makne. Pnei Yoshua writes Beferish that it's Chal on both. In our sugya. And the Makne says in two places in the sugya, he says it's only Chal on one. So this is a Beferish machlekes in Gedol Achronim. And it's backed up by Rishonim. Let's mention three Rishonim here that will back up the Pnei Yehoshua that it's chal on both. Rav Shechter Shlita mentioned the Tosis Rid's Kasha on Rabba. What do you mean, Kol She'ena B'Zer Fila Basachas Eino? We know that Einis or Chal Lisser, but there are exceptions to the rule. Isser Mosif, Isser Kol, and B'Basachas. B'Basachas is one of them, one of the exceptions. So you see from the Tosis Rid's Kasha that when he's saying B'Basachas, both should be Chal. So you see Chlor from the Tosis Rid in his Kasha that he held that if you don't, if you're challenging Rabba, your result, your outcome will be that the Kedushin should be Chal on both. That's number one reason you see that backs up the Pnei Yehoshua. Number one. Number two, the Rashba right here asks Akasha. The Rashba asks, he says, if you hold like Abaye, when Abaye asks the Kasha from Maestris, on Nunam and Bey's running out of Nanafanaf. So he doesn't hold like Rabba, and he holds Kedushin Eni Misurin Labia is a good Kedushin. So how does Abaye maven the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Beferish that it's not Chal. But if you put the two those two things together, Abaye is against the Mishnah. Number one, he doesn't hold of Bavasachas Eno. Number two, he holds Kedushin Eni Misurin Labia is a good Kedushin. So why does the Mishnah say it's not a good Kedushin? That's the Rashba's Kasha. So Rashba gives two terutzim. One terutz is that he was chozerbo after the Gemara gives a terutz, he was chozerbo to Rabba. But the other terutz is that Rabba Abaye holds a moderate type of kedushin enim misurin labia. Basically, what he holds is that in a situation where he's moted, Rabbi is moted to Rava, when Kedushin Zaini Mesru Labiya B'Torah Zvadai, then it's not Chal. So if you're Mekadosh the two Achayos Achtav, then that's B'Torah Zvadai, the Kedushin is not Chal. When you're Mekadosh Achas Mishte Achayos, which is Asurus Lomi Safek, maybe it's Achos Yishto, there Rabbi will say that Kedushin Zaini Mesru Labiya is a good Kedushin. So what that means is that you see from the Rashba that it has to be a situation that both of them are what? Both of them are going to be chal. It's going to be chal on both if you didn't hold like what? If you didn't hold like Rabba. Because if you hold Lamaisa that it's only chal on one of them, it's Misad Safek. So in Nachamol, that's considered to be what? Kedushin Sheni Misur Labia. So you see that the Pnei Yehoshua points out here, he proves from the Rashba that he holds that both are chal. And number three is that the Ramban himself, what the Ramban is responding when the Ramban says that, who says that everyone knows this halacha? He's challenging the Ravid. The Ravid says everyone knows you can't mekadesh two sisters. That's the Ravid's claim. The Ramban says, that, who says that's true? Maybe it is chal on both. Maybe taki is chal on both. And the Ravid is, you know, saying not that way. Everyone knows it can't be chal on both, and everyone knows that din. So maybe that's the nekuda that the Ravid and the Ramban are arguing about. What would be without, if you don't hold the din of Rabba, of filu b'zechus, of filu basachas eno. So, to break it down even further, it could be that Lamaisa, when you talk about Arayas's and Kedushin are not tofsin by Arayas, you could say that in one of two ways. You could say it as being that it's the Torah says it's also to do, you can't do it. That's one way to say it. But the other way to say why Arias, Kedushin on Tovsin by Arias, is that the Torah not only says you can't do it, it's impossible. It's like Rav Shevish Lee gave the marshal, you can't make Kaddish a Shtender, you can't make Kaddish a Behemoth. You don't need the Sugya on Samach Zion that says Arias, Kedushin on Tovsin. In the end of Pirak Omer, Samach Zion makes a drosha that lekrovim lo. You don't need that pasuk. It's impossible mekadosh a behemah. You can't mekadosh a shtender. So those are two possibilities to view why Arias Lamaisa Kedushin are not considered to be tofsin. So it could very well be that maybe what the Nakuda here is that the Ravid and the Ramban are arguing about is exactly this Nakuda, and that is that, you know, the bottom line is that the Ravid holds halacha lemaisa that everyone knows it can't be done because not only can it not be done, it's impossible. it's impossible to be done. It's like a shtender. It's like a behemoth. And the Ramban says, you know what? You can't do it, but it's not impossible. If you work hard enough and find a loophole, and find that loophole which will be Bas Achas, maybe a taka would be chal. And where do you have this? So Rav Shagda again, Shlitni mentioned that there's a Rashi in Yevamos on them Tesamut Beis that says we all know that by Kriv Yekrisis Kedushin are not Tofsin. Rabbi Kiva holds by Lavin Kedushin aren't Tofsin either. But the Gemara gives two exceptions. One is Nida on them Tesamut Beis. Gemara quotes a pasuk Tei Nidasa Alav, and the Gemara quotes a second exception, which is Sotim. A man's married and she's Mizana. So Rashi says a Lashon over there. It's a Peledik of Rashi, but he says the Tafsa Be Kedushan Memtesim Beis. Tafsa Be Isha La Aflachish Zintz Lo Pakamine Kedushan Harishonim. If a woman is Mizana, we know the Kedushin don't go up in smoke. Right? That's the whole parsha of getting the Torah. Woman's Mizana, so you need to get the Kedushin don't go up in smoke. But Rashi says, in a situation of other Arayas, so that's the Raya, Rashi says that's an exception. Need is an exception to Kedushin Har Tofsin, and Sot is an exception. Why is Sot an exception? Because if she's Mizana, Rashi's saying as far, if she's Mizana, the Kedushin don't go up in smoke. So you see that it is possible to have that. But by a pure Arayas, Lamaisa, because it's impossible, Lamaisa, the Kedushin disintegrates. If you try to Mekadosh an Erva for a second, it'll just disintegrate. It won't take hold. The whole reason why it's an exception to the rule is because the Kedushin are not Paka. So had it been that Kedushin weren't Tofsin, the Kedushin would have went Paka. But that's not the case. The Kedushin are Tofsin, and the Raya is that it's not Paka. Now, Tosis is often ordered here that that's against, he argues on Rashi, and he quotes a Pasuk. He has a different gear saying there's a Pasuk for Nida, and there's a Pasuk for Saita. He comes up with a Pasuk. But Rashi is saying a Svara. And this Svara is a very stark Svara, Rashi saying, and that Lamaisa, that what we're saying is that when the Torah says Arayas, it's not just that you cannot be Mekadosh, it's impossible. Tosis is arguing on that concept. Tosis is saying that it is possible, but it's also. But Rashi in that Svara is saying that it all depends upon whether what. It's not that it's just you can't, it is impossible to do. That's the lumbus of Rashi. So it could be that the Ravid by us, when he learns the Pshat and the Gemara and says, this Gemara is going even according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, can you have Gemara's Kanamechsa? But here, no. Everyone, if he knows about it, everyone knows. And everyone knows you can't have Kaddish two sisters. Why does everyone know? Because it's impossible to do it. You can't. Not only is it usher, it's impossible. It will disintegrate. If the Kedushin will be chal, that's what we're saying. That's what the Ravid was so confident. And the Ramban would say, like Tysus, and say, no, that's not the case. The case is that it's usher to do it, but it is considered to be possible. And Lamaisa, this Rashi is a tremendous Kiddush because the Minchas Chinuch points out, I'll give you an example before we get to the Minchas Chinuch. You know, the Chumash Adeshin has a famous tshuva, and the only reason why I know it's famous is because from Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana has in the Kobet Shiurim, he quotes in the Kuntras Divrei, it's in the Kobet Shiurim, he quotes in Simon Chafkas and Chalik Beis from the Chumash Adeshin. Chumash Adeshin says, what's the din of Eishes Eliyahu and Eishes Rabbi Shua ben Levi? They just went into Shamayim. They didn't die. So what happened? What's the din of their wives? So Chumash Adeshin says they're mutter. And the Rabbi Chanan discusses there, don't you need a formal matter, Mises Abal? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzis Reish Gimel also is bothered by this kasha. And he answers very beautifully. He says, Minchas Chinuch, there's nothing to talk about because it's an impossibility. You can't marry a shtender. You can't marry someone who's a malach. Eliyahu Navi became a malach. Rabbi Shua ben Levi became a malach. There's nothing to talk about. And even the Rishonim, even Tosis, who argues on Rashi over here, and he says he doesn't buy the Svar by the Arayas, will be maskim by what? Will be maskim by by someone who became a malach, that's like the kind of like their shtender. So even those who shown him that will argue on Rashi that svar is not so will be masking by the malach. And the Minchas Sunna takes it a step further and connects that Rashi and Vamas to our sugya. You remember we said that the Rashba asked the Kasha, what was the Rashba's Kasha? The Rashba's Kasha was, how does Abaye going to learn the Mishnah? He holds on one hand against Rabba, right? He doesn't hold the Bas Achaseino, and he holds Kedushin and Misur Labia is good. So how do you mazbe the Mishnah? So Minchas Chinuch says, amazingly, he said, if you say like this Rashi and Vamas, the Kasha doesn't start. Because Lamaisa, according to what? According to Rashi, it's an impossibility. Once the two are chal, it disintegrates. According to Rashi, you can't have it. So Lamaisa, don't ask me a kasha what Rabbi would hold on the Mishnah. It's impossible to have such a thing if you hold like Rashi. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. It's a beautiful Minchas Chinuch, because he connects the Rashi in Yavamas to our sugya, that the whole kasha Rashba, the Rashba's kasha doesn't start. But the way we're lining it up is that Rashi is going to be with that Ravid, and the Ravid, as everyone knows, it's so famous that you can't make out of your sugya. Why? Because it disintegrates. So you have the Pnei Yoshua, who's backed up by three Rishonim. We said the Ramban argues and says that's not the case. Doesn't necessarily disintegrate. If you work hard enough, find a loophole, it'll be chal. It's bavas achas. You have the Ramban, you have the Rashba, you have that Tezis Rid that back up the Pnei Yoshua. Do any Rishonim back up the Machne? Yes, the Machne is backed up. You look in the Rith. The Rith says Kimat the Fair is only chal on one. Now, where did the Machne get it from? That it's only chal by one. By the case of Meisters, a stark Araya. What does it say about the case of Meisters? It says Meisters Mukukolos. That one tenth of it will be Meisr, and the other one will remain Tevel. Right? So you see the Pharisee in the Gemara, it's only Chal on one. It's not Chal on both. That's what the Machnas Rai is, that if you didn't hold the what? The Vasachas Eno, it would be Chal only on one. Because it says Meisr Mukukol. That's the Machnas Rai. It's a Shtarka Rai. So how's the Pnei Yoshua and these Rishonim going to get out of it? So maybe what you could say is that these Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashman, Tezis Rid, will say, this notion of the Arias's, that those are possible. Those are possible. You just can't do it. Those are possible, and the loophole is to do Basachas. However, Maisris is impossible. Maisris is impossible. They'll say Maisris is impossible. Arias, you know, is usher to do, but it's possible. You find a loophole. By Maisris, there is no loophole. And a little bit of a yes or beer for that is, you know, there's a big shiloh in the Rishonim, when your mouth is trumas and maestras, is the truma licht inside the tevel already and just dividing it? Or when your mouth is the trumas and maestras, are you creating it? So it could very well be that these Rishonim that will say, Dingzach and the Machnim will say, the reason why it's only chal on one, because it's impossible, because it's licht inside. You have no shaykhus to it. You're just dividing up different halak and what's going to be true. So it's licht inside, therefore it has to be that way. It's impossible. Whereas the rive it happens to be, it's not necessarily lishitoso, but the rive it happens to be on the side of the Rishonim, when your mouth is trumas and maestras, that you are creating a halos. If you're creating halos, maybe you could say it's possible. So it kind of fits pretty good because, again, the machna proof from this Gemara, maestras kukolim, that's only chal on one. Right? It's only chal on one. That was the shita what? That was the shita of the rive. We says backed up by Rashi and the rive it because it's impossible. That's what the Machna wanted to say. So it comes out that the reason why it's in Arias, might be possible, but the Rishonim that say the Ramban, the Rashba, the Tezud, that say by Arias it's possible. By Trumas it's impossible because they hold it's licht inside. The rive it holds that, you know, Arias Lamaisa is impossible, and the rive holds it, Arias is impossible, and, you know, don't bring me any Arias anyway to Trumas, from Trumas and Maisus, even though the Machne works well with it, but Lamaisa, the rive happens to be the Rishon that holds, not really the Lishitoso, the rive happens to be the one that the Gavr is the one who's Mafis, Trumas and Maisus, but okay, it's not Lishitoso at all, I just wanted to mention that the rive is the one who holds against that. So it comes out that this, you know, kasha the Gemara that seems pretty innocuous about kniyat v'chamor is really teaching us many yesodos about what? About kedushin here. there are many Kedoshim and of Arayasis, and about their dialogue back and forth, discussing whether, you know, does everyone know this din or not? And the rabbi says, of course everyone knows that din, because it disintegrates, it's impossible to have a chal, and the other Rishonim are saying, no, how do you know that's really true? Because they're saying it is possible, and you find a loophole in all that. That is the conversation back where Machlek is Machna Pnei Yeshua, and that turns out to be, you know, different examples of what is it possible to do or is it impossible not to do. So that's the Mahalik, that's the first Mahalik that I wanted to mention on this Gemara of Pniyat the Chamor. Okay. Second Mahalik is going on the Tysus here on the top. There's only one Tysus here on Nun Aleph and Mun Aleph. The Gemara says, Machlik is a body of the Rava, whether Kedusha Chenim Asurim Labiya is a good Kedushin or not. And many of the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha. If you hold like Rava, then how do we have Kedushin Tofsin the Chayv Elav? We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, we hold the Kedushin Ar Tofsin, but they're not Masurim Labiya, so how's it Chayv? That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus answers that the Lashon that Taisus says is, V'akshav Ayedei Kedushin Nesru Shtein, Aval Chayv Elavin, Isra Abiyah Lo Bo Ayedei Kedushin, Sharemi Kodum Lachain, Nesru Bebiyah Kamo Achar Kedushin. Since the Isra already existed, the Bia is not causing the Isra, and therefore, since the Isra already existed with Chayv Elavin, so therefore, we don't apply the principle of Kedushin Shein Masurim Labiya, and therefore, the Kedusha will be Tofus. That's Taisus Teretz. Now, the Minchas Chinuch points out that according to the Rambam, it's very difficult. The Rambam, in two places, in Pirik Yud Zayin and Isuri Bia, when he talks about the Isuri Kuna, Pirik Yud Zayin Alecha Beis, says to be over the Isuri Kuhuna coin with the Grusha, you need to have Kedushin. There's no Isur Bia on its own without Kedushin. And he says two Prakim earlier in Pirik Tet Vav Alecha Beis, and Ilchus Isuri Bia talking about the Psule Kahal, he also says you need to have Kedushin to be over the Isurim by Mamzer. So according to the Rambam, there is no Isur Bia independently. You need to have the Lav. So if you need to have the Lav, Nachamal, you're back to the Kasha, Kedushin Chain and Isurim Labia is a problem. According to Rav, it's not Chal. We said it's Typhus. How do those two things stand? How do they jog? The truth of the matter is that the Gemara later on in Ayin Ches has two exceptions that all the other Rishonim have to deal with. By Machzor Grushasol and Almana Lekoin Gadol, the Gemara has beferished there that there's a special lav by the Kedusha. So even the other Rishonim, have to deal with those two. They have to deal with those two as well because we know that there's an Isser that is added on with the Kedusha. So there's an Isser added on with the Kedusha. So how do you say Kedusha Chene Mesurin Labia Lohavi Bia? And on the other hand, you say it's Tofes. So the other Rishonim have that. Other Rishonim have that as well. Okay. So, according to the Rami, you might have a problem with 6-7 lava. Maybe according to the other Rishonim place, you have two. So, Lamaisa, what are we going to do with this kasha? So, it could be two mahalchim. Now, I'm not 100% sure whether, I think the Rosh was saying something different, but, okay, whatever it is, the footnotes disagrees with me, and there's two horrors we'll mention, whatever it is, but if you look in the back of the Gemara, Yecheshek Shlomo Nashmatis gives the following teretz. Yecheshek Shlomo says that the concept of Kedusha Chen Mesurin Labia means that you were Makadosh a woman in a deficient manner. Part of Kedushin is, you know, Heter Bia, right? Rav Gusman in his Sefer points out to Yushalmi that Yushalmi is a Havim and you have to do all three Kinyonim, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Kesev is the mominus in the Ishus, Shtar is the Isser, Yerasra, Al-Kumi, Al-Kehektish, and the Bia is the Heter Bia. So Yushalmi has a Hava meaning, he describes that at great length. But the bottom line is that part of Kedushin is to have Heter Bia. And if you do it in a deficient way, where your Kedushin is not Masurin Labia, that's deficient. But here, says the Cheshek Shlomo, even according to the Rambam, my Kedushin was not deficient, because there was an Isser anyway beforehand. So Mitzidi, my Kedusha was not deficient, and therefore it's not you're not stricken with that Shita, with that concept of Kedusha Chenim Asurim Labiyah. That's what the Chizuk Shlomo wants to say. To forever that kasha. Now, before that, you could have said an answer. If you look in those Rambams that I mentioned in Zion and Tetzvav, he's always saying Malkus, Malkus, Malkus. So maybe to get Malkus, you need Kedushin. But maybe without Kedushin, there's still an Isser. That's a shvira answer, I think. Because if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam talks about the Suri Kuhuna, he says that it's an Isser of Yikicha, Lekuchin. It's an Isser of Kedushin. So that answer that we're saying now, that maybe to get Malkus, you need Kedushin, but Lamaisa, maybe it's an Isser on its own, a B on its own. Maybe you won't get Malkus, but it's an Isser on its own. It's a little bit shvir, because around the Sefer Mitzvah says, Ki Yikach. When he talks about Arias, he says, Yivol. When he talks about the Psuli Kal, he says, Nesuin. When he talks about the Psuli Kun, he says, Yikach. So that's a shvir answer. But the Cheshek Shlomo is a very, very beautiful answer. That Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia is when there's a deficiency. Now, it could be, I think it's a bit different, but the Rashba, and if you look in the old Rashbas, I don't know, the notes here didn't make it. Rashba writes like this. He says, Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia will have a Kedushin, the Dafka Kedushin Gormin Ha'isser. If you look in the old Rashbas, it has Gomrin. They flipped the Resh and the Mem. They didn't even make that horror in the footnotes. That's my first horror on the footnotes. They should have said that. The second horror is he thinks it's exactly like the Tezor Rosh and Tosfos. It could be maybe the Rashba saying something different than what Tosfos is saying. The Rashba is saying that Kedushin Mesurin Labia, the notion of Kedushin is you have to have the Hetherishis. And when Kedushin are Gorman the Isser, when they cause an Isser, the Kedushin causes an Isser, that's like a tart of Sasri. Part of Kedushin is being able to have Bia. That's the kinyan that Bia symbolizes. And if you cannot have Bia with your Kedushin, then that's a tart of Sasri to the Kedushin. I don't think Tosfos is necessarily saying that. The Rashba is giving a different Hagdara here. He's saying, but Kedushin if the Kedushin are Gorman the Isser, that's a problem. It's a target of the Sasri. So maybe the word is, the Rambam will say, you know what? The Rambam will forever that a Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia is bad, not like the Cheshek Shlomo that it's deficient, but rather it's mamish more than that's a target of the Sasri. Part of Kedushin has to have the ability to have Bia. And if you cannot have the Bia because it's, the Rambam writes in Yisuri B, there are two types of ariasis. There's blood ariasis, and there's ariasis that come from Kedushin. Akos Ishto, right? There are a bunch of ariasis that come through Bas Ishto, come through Kedushin. So what I'm saying is that if the Kedushin are Goyim and Isser, and they don't Goyim a Heter, then that's a problem of Tarta Disaster, and that is the exact opposite of what a Kedushin is trying to accomplish. So let's find a nafgamina between the Cheshek Shlomo and the Rashba. Okay? Maybe you could say, yeah, go ahead. Can't hear you. No, so that answers the kasha, because according to the Rambam will say that, you need to have, you can't have Kedushin that is not what? That doesn't create a heter bia. So according to the Rambam, you don't have a heter bia. Even though we said that lamaisi you need to be over to lav, but lamaisi if it's going to be tart to the sasre, and it's not considered to be tart to the sasre because there's an isser what? There was an isser that existed anyway. The kedushin has to give over a heter, and it would have given a heter if it wasn't for this one, if it wasn't for this problem. It's not pshat that it's deficient. The pshat is not that it's deficient like the cheshek shlomo, but the pshat is that I have to have a heter bia. I would have a heter bia if there wouldn't have been a what? If there wouldn't have been an isser. My kedushin would have been pure. But there happens to be a bzinder isser. But not that that's deficient. Let me show you a nafgamina, okay? The Ritva here in Yevamos, it's in Yevamos, not here, that's Akasha. He says, this whole din of kedushin and mesirin labia, he thinks it's shvir. Why don't we hold Yesh Breira? There's a principle in Shas, that's Yesh Breira. We pass in the bay on matters that are deraisa ain breira. On matters that are drabana, we pass in yesh breira. What's a classical case, if you're not familiar with it? You have a big barrel of wine, and you have to do mafresh trumas or maestros. You want to drink and drink and drink till the very bottom, and then the bottom will be the wine. It's hurver dagger mafreya, that the wine was what? That the wine on the bottom was true, and all the stuff that I drank was chulin. That's if you hold yesh breira. So, frakta kasha, why don't you hold yesh breira and say that, you know what, whichever woman you choose, you didn't clarify in the beginning, but a week later, you'll clarify who it was. That should make it good. That's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva gives two terutzim. First terutz is, he says, our case is he never did that. He said he's not going to do it. The kimta is he's not going to do it. But if he would, it would be good. And the second terutz is that it's not going to help you. Because when he clarifies it in the week, for that week, he wasn't mutter to her. So maybe those two terutzim in the Ritva are dependent on this. If you hold like the Cheshit Shlomo, that's the second terutz. Your Kedusha was deficient because you didn't have a week of a heter bia. Whereas the first teretz holds, like this, like we're saying, is Tarta de Sasra. First teretz is holding Lamaisa that if you don't have a, what's the first teretz say? First teretz says, oh, you didn't clarify. You're never going to clarify. Cases you're never going to clarify. So that's a Tarta de Sasra to your Kedusha. It's mamish a Tarta de Sasra. Maybe the two teretzim and the Ritva are fighting Lamaisa about how you're going to front for that kasha. Is the pshat kshushin and mesurin labia that it's deficient, or do you say no? It's more than that. It's tarta d'sasra to the whole thing. And I think those two theories from Ritva would be what would be a good nafka mina between that. I was thinking that the davne mabuyim and simin memal shifkan out has a case where the two sisters are mamzeris. So he questions. He says, how does the gemara in Gittin when it says chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin, right? Tries to get married to a bas shivcha, it's kedushin chenim asurim labia because half of you is an eved, so every time you're a bowler, it's a problem of eshesish. So he says, well, maybe the isser was existed. First of all, you could say the whole gemara is according to Abaye over there, and that's one shot. The other shot is you could say that lamaisa it was usser anyway before because an isser of kaddish. So that's it's not that I didn't do anything that I'm not deficient. I didn't do anything wrong. It was an isser of kaddish. And also, but it's not a good enough community because it's also tarta d'sasra. Tarta d'sasra because I didn't do it, Lamais. My confusion didn't cause it to be tarta d'sasra. So I don't think that case would be a good enough community. I think the 2 days in the Ritva would be a good enough community to show, if you assume that he's saying differently than the Tysus, that the Kedushin must have a Heter Bia, and Lamaisa, it is a Tarta de Sasha not to have a Heter Bia. So that case of Chatzi Yev, Chatzi Bekor, I was trying to think it would be a Nafkemi, but I don't think it would be, because I think both would fit very well, even though Davin Moon in that piece, Vlaib Sarachim, and he's Maz with the Gemara there, that there's an Isser before. But I think maybe those 2 days in the Ritva would show the difference between the way we're interpreting the Rashba and the Sheshik Shlomo to Ferem for the Rambam. So, comes out that, and I didn't see this kasha in any of this farm, but we know that there's a machlaikis, is a pilegis mutta lehejit. Rosh says it is, beferish, the Ramban is a tshuva, minatera pilegis mutta, Ram says pilegis only mutta lemelech. So if you hold like these rishonim that a pilegis is mutta lehejit, so what is the problem of kedusha chenim asurim labiyah? That Rava says lo havi kedusha. What's the problem, Lamaisa? Yeah, the heter via before, without Kedushin. What should be the problem of Kedushin Chaini Masurim Labia? If you hold like those who show that the legacy is mutter, why should that be a problem? So maybe the word is like this, is that when it comes to Pilegish, there's no Chiyuvona. When you're Makadish, a woman, there's a Chiyuvona. So there is a difference, Lamaisa, and it is deficient, or it's a tarta d'sasra if you engage in a kedushin that's not mesurin labia. It's deficient like the cheshit shlomo, or we can say like the rashba, it's tarta d'sasra. You were mutter anyway to be without kedushin as a pilegish. Pilegish mutter lehedi if you hold like this, you're showing. The word is, according to many, there's no chi of onan. And Tresa has a famous line in Ksubis on Nunvavim and Beis. He says, kedushin beli kshir tus va'onan is a chetzi kedushin. It's not a kedushin. Tresa has such a lashon on Nunvavim and Beis. I'll read it to you. He says, such a lashon. So maybe that would be the teretz. Why? He says, ain kedushin lechatzoin. The ain lecha kedushin she'ain Allah shir Allah ksus va'ona. It's impossible. It's like tarta d'sasra, or however you want to say it's deficient. So maybe that would front for that kasha. Now, last nakuda is that there is a famous sheet of the Rambam that says Safik Diraisa is Midiraisa Lakula, Midraban Lakhumma. Gabe actually asked me, Rav Safati Shlita asked me this kasha. So we know the Rambam holds against the Rashba, we hold Safik Diraisa Lakhumma according to the Rashba. Rambam says Safik Diraisa Maris Lakula. So what's the problem here? Why can't he be both women? Minatara, it's mutter. So the Rambam says, if I hold something rice and rice with kulu, then how is there an asham talui? The whole concept of a korban asham talui is you did an aveir b'safik. You hold minatara, it's mutter, so why you bring asham talui? So Rambam says, if be suru. You have the two hamburgers, you know one of them is asr. So asham talui is in the case where you know one of them is asr. One was a quarter pounder, one was OU hamburger. That's when you bring an asham talui. But if I have one hamburger and I'm not sure what it is, then in Hanami, Savi Dereis, Midereis, Lekula, there's no asham talui. So one shot might be, maybe this is Ikbi Sura. Maybe you know one of the women are Asur, that's Ikbi Sura. But that's very shvir. Reb Shimon writes in the Shari Osher, that's very shvir. We never knew about this Isser forever. The quarter pounder we knew that was Asur. There existed a quarter pounder. This was put on the table. I don't know, is this a quarter pounder or not? But when it wasn't put in this matzah, it was Asur. We don't know. We never knew. It's never nicker. How can you say the woman's Ikbi Sura? How can you say the woman's ikbis? Reb Shimon says there's a halos suffix on every single woman. It's not shot that Shema, she's the vadai. There's a halos suffix on every one of the women. That's what he says. And therefore, Lamaz, you can't say that that's considered an ikbis surah. There's a halos suffix on every single one. Now, the Rambam says, Sotik Reis and Reis Lechum, Midrabban Lechumra, and the Midrabban Lechumra, you see from this kasha of the Gedol Achronim, the Midrabban Lechumra did not, the Rabbinic Chumra did not make it Ein Masur and Labiyah. You see from the kasha, from this kasha of the Gedol Achronim, that it did make it Ein Masur and Labiyah. So it's a very stark kasha. So I was thinking, I don't know if this is a good answer, but the Ram, yes. I don't know. I can't hear you. And he says you do or you don't? I don't know. I was thinking maybe like this, but I don't know if it's a good answer. The Chavis Das has that Savi Dereis is Midereis L'Chumro, Midereis L'Kula by Surim, but by mitzvahs, the Rama holds the Shittaso that Kedushin is a mitzvah. Like if you shake a lulav, the Rambam holds Savi Dereis Midereis Lekula. No, then Sivus says by mitzvahs you got to do it again. By surim the Rambam has that kula, but not by mitzvahs. The Rambam holds kedushin's a mitzvah. So I was thinking now you can definitely mekadosh a woman where it's a mitzvah above avera, like kedusha tovs mechayvet lavim. You don't get the mitzvah there. The mitzvah above avera. But here you don't. It's a savik avera. It's a savik mitzvah. It's a savik avera. So I was thinking maybe you would not say Savi Dereisa Midereisa Lekula, because it has at least this hovering over of a mitzvah, possibility maybe of a mitzvah, if she's not doing anything wrong. Savi Gavera, Savi Mitzvah. So maybe in that case, the Rambam would be masking that you'd say Savi Dereisa Lekula, and it would be Kedushin Shein and Misurim Labiyah. So maybe the Torah wants. No, but I'm saying maybe the Torah wants you to Makadosh one of the two. Okay, but does that mean that this one's not a mitzvah? It's not kiyum in it? Maybe the fact that there's a shame mitzvah, maybe you say chumrah. Okay, you don't have to do this, but at least when you do, there's a kiyum. Maybe a possibility, but the just to close, it's interesting. This concept of Shimon writes that each woman is like a suffix, and it's not like a, you know, Eliyahu Novi is going to reproach this fakus, but this is a suffix klapi shmaya. This is a suffix. Each one is a halo suffix. So the Machna later on in Samach Dalad and Beis asks Akasha, you know, if you have a group of women, you're Makadosh one of the women, you're Makadosh one of the women in a group, and one of them is Usher. So the Maisa, the Gemara has, the Machna says, why don't we say, and we assume the Gemara has in the Maskana that we're Machmir, why don't we say it's Bittul Barov? Gemara says, the Achayos are Usher, the other women are Mutter. Why don't we say Bittul Barov and say that there's a Taruvus here, and it's Bittul Barov, and therefore everything should be good. And the woman that comes out is like Porish Minarov. It's like called a parsh meruva parsh. That's what the Machne asks. So Machne answers. He says the Isser, where Safad Shlita spoke about this once in the Chabura, that an Isser that's nola b'taruvis is not batal b'rov. There's a famous Mordechai Kula. The Gemara says if a woman spits out blood by the chalitza, so we assume there's a little bit of spit there, and it's a good chalitza. But it's rov dam. 99%, why don't you say it's batal b'rov, and therefore the spit is batal to the blood and it shouldn't be good? The teretz is because it was nola b'taruvis. It came out together in the world, so it's not nitan the batal b'rov. There's another Mordechai Tzosha there, the whole Sephardi Shlita spoke about, the whole shtick on that. But Lamaisa, that's the answer the Machne gives. So the Rav Shimon in that same piece says, this is not a taruvis. Each woman has a halos safek. Each woman is a halos safek on its own. It's not a taruvis. Each woman's a halos safek. If each woman's a halos safek, you don't view it as all being like all nola the taruvis. The Gemara has a case in Nazar that if a guy is Makadish a woman, he sends a shliach and they don't identify the woman. Chazaka, he's also the kolan Hashem Shabbol, because maybe one of the women is Achos Ishto. So Tosfos learns again, that's a knas. But you see me in a Torah, like Rakhna is saying that it's all considered to be like a taruvus. You see from Tosfos. But the Shimon says, not a taruvus. Each woman is a halos suffix on its own. So Memela, if it's a halos suffix on its own, so that you can't give that Torah. So maybe you could suggest this is the pshat. If you assume that the Cheshek Shlomo was saying that it's Kishin Shmizubis, if it's deficient, or you say like the Rashba, it's Mamish Tarta and Sasre, maybe you have that Naftamina with the Ritva, Halacha Lamaisa in the Gabi Brera. Okay, wish everyone a Freilich and Chanukah. And my making of work next Thursday night in our shul, for my daughter got engaged last night, so everyone's welcome to come. 7:30 to 10:30.
The Maritza's around is moida with hyphen sensory. That's how you do it.